Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Moonlight Broadway is producing the musical Miracle on 34th Street, opening this weekend here in the Hub City. To find out more about the show, I spoke with both the executive director of Moonlight Broadway and the stage director of Miracle on 34th Street. On this edition of The Front Row, we have two very special guests in the studio with us this morning. We have Gerald Dolter, who is executive director and producer of Moonlight Musicals, and we also have the director of Miracle on 34th Street, Frank Rendon, both of you in the studio this morning. Thank you for coming during production week and spending some time with us.
Thanks, Clint. It's great to be here.
Great.
Absolutely.
Gerald Dolter, let me begin with you. This is a part of Moonlight Musicals or Moonlight Broadway,
right?
One or the other. Help us understand that a little bit.
Great. Well, it's kind of an example of getting the cart before the horse. Usually when it comes to theater companies, they have their company that does shows throughout the year. And eventually they work their way to summertime amphitheater theatrical works outdoors. Usually the outdoor part happens later. In our case, we got the outdoor part first because I started producing shows outdoors with Lubbock Moonlight Musicals to assist our musical theater students at Texas Tech with professional experience, with more experience in song, dance, and in characterization. So that's how it started. But as we got into things, there was an outcry from the public and from the people involved with us that they wanted to keep going for the whole year. And we felt that the best way to do that was with dinner theater, because people on South Plains, they love to go have dinner. And they love to combine theater with dinner. So we just decided to, it's kind of a throwback to the 70s, but we decided to do it that way. And we did many shows that way. And what we found was that we were doing very, very well. Then the opportunity arose for us to have the work Les Miserables. And, you know, there was only a short window of time that it was available. And I thought, you can't do this as a dinner theater. I mean, you could, but probably you'd only allow yourself to have 2 or 3% of the public be able to attend the event. You need a bigger venue, and let's leave dinner out of it. So then we just went down to the Civic Center Theater, and we thought, we can do it here. We scheduled it for 4 performances. Very, very first time we did it, and we sold out all 4 performances. And so that's really where Moonlight Broadway was born. And the reason we called it Broadway was we brought back my friend David Gashin, and he did the role of Jean Valjean. And for the very first time, he was able to perform Jean Valjean. And since he was a leading man on Broadway for several years, it just all made sense.
Right. So this is a Moonlight Broadway production of Miracle on 34th
That's
Street.
Right.
How did that show come up and you decide to do it?
You know, I've always loved the movie, Clint. And I really have to thank Frank. Frank was going to be my assistant director on this show. I just couldn't do it because I was staging Mikado at the same time. And there was a time maybe that I could have staged 2 shows at the same time, but not at my age. It's time for me to turn things over to the next generation. Anyway, Miracle on 34th Street is a movie that I have loved ever since I was little. When I was a little boy growing up, we watched it on television. I remember seeing it in the movie theaters, not because I go back that far, but because it was played in the movie theaters in my hometown of Dubuque, Iowa. And I remember very well seeing it and it putting me in the Christmas spirit. And then, of course, the remake about 20 years ago, I think it's been 20 years since it was remade with David Attenborough and as Kris Kringle. Again, just wonderful, renewed my spirits in all of this. You know, attending one of the final dress rehearsals last night and seeing that moment when the little Dutch girl is invited onto Santa's lap and they sing in Dutch together, it shows you that the spirit of Christmas transcends languages, it transcends culture, it transcends countries. I cry whenever I see that scene. And I love the way they did it in the movie 20 years ago with sign language. It was a really, really wonderful way to handle that. But what I found is that the spirit of Christmas, it's injecting us right now. And anybody that comes to the show, they will be injected. As far as doing Miracle on 34th Street in the grand scheme of things, I've been planning to do it for the last 3 years. It's just that this was the year to be able to do it. Next year, I can't say what it is, but we are getting a very, very popular show for Christmas next year, and the audience will really, really appreciate it. This year, it is Miracle on 34th Street. And the other thing is I don't think it's ever been performed here. Maybe it has, but I'm not aware of it, and certainly not to this scale. This is a grand production, big sets, big choreography. And the people that are involved in the show are really the best in Lubbock, Texas. That's been one of my goals, was to produce Broadway-level theater here and to involve as many of our local actors and singers and dancers as possible, because there is wonderful talent here that could be performing on stage on Broadway. There have been many examples of our people leaving us and going on and making it big in the industry. So this was my goal, and we were very fortunate we were able to cast the whole show from Lubbock, Texas this time.
Well, speaking of great talent, Frank Rendon, of course, is one of our talents. And Frank, you were enlisted to direct Miracle on 34th Street. For folks who don't know all that much about you, tell us just a little bit about your background. You came to Texas Tech, correct?
I did.
Yeah?
I did. I graduated high school in Garland, Texas, came over to Texas Tech to study voice and musical education, completed my time here and started singing opera kind of around the country, settled back here to start teaching with a local children's theater here in town, and started getting involved with musicals, with Lubbock Moonlight Musicals, and the rest is history. I've had an amazing time being here working with this fantastic company and the amazing people that are in it.
Well, tell us a little bit about Miracle on 34th Street. Tell us a little bit about the cast and the production.
Absolutely. A beautiful show written by Meredith Wilson, who also wrote The Music Man, a very popular show. This is a beautiful retelling of the story. Meredith Wilson actually set the original, his version of the show in the 1960s. However, we, you know, because everyone is so familiar with the film, the 1940s film, and the wonderful nostalgia factor that brings, we decided as well to kind of to set it back just a little bit to that time period. So what you're going to be seeing on the stage is a beautiful kind of almost reenactment of that 1940s feel and nostalgia. It's a beautiful, beautiful showcase that you're going to see on the stage. As for the cast, we just have this amazing cast. Kris Kringle, played by Mike Morgan. My goodness, a wonderful actor, a wonderful talent, and just embodies this character perfectly. I could not have envisioned a better Kris Kringle than Mike Morgan. We're really so fortunate to have him. Our leading man and woman, Fred Gailey and Doris Walker, played by Rose Duncan and Daniel Hogan, respectively, are just phenomenal people, phenomenal actors, and just probably some of the highest caliber singers you can find anywhere. They really just add so much to the show, to the depth of what the show means, and finding that spirit, how Kris Kringle really, as Mr. Dolter put it, kind of injects that spirit into everyone he comes across. It seems that on the stage, whenever Kris Kringle is there, all of a sudden, everyone around him is better for it somehow through that magic that he, you know, imbues onto others. And it really is an amazing thing to see come alive on the stage through these actors.
And these are very experienced actors.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, they're absolutely. Right, yeah. They have been I know Mike Morgan has a giant list of shows he has been in. And every time I speak to him, he's always talking to me about another experience that he's had. And I just love sitting down and talking with that man. He's a wealth of information and great stories to tell.
Who's providing the musical direction?
Musical direction by Justin Duncan. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. He commands the orchestra with elegance. They have so much fun. I recall last night when we were finished with the entire show, he was sitting there joking and having a great time with that orchestra, and they respond so well to
him. So a live orchestra as well.
Yes.
30-piece orchestra. And Justin and Rose are married. You know, there's a story that goes along. It's a good thing to have your conductor tied very closely to the leading lady. You know, I don't know. But I understand that there have been arguments that have happened during rehearsals, but, you know, everybody, all's well that ends well.
That's right.
You know, it's part of the artistic process, of course. But Justin and Rose were actually introduced during a production of Moonlight Musicals, the King and I production of about, six, 7 years ago, maybe now. And they hadn't met each other. And I thought it was kind of a risk to put them together on stage because they both have very strong personalities, which is great for, you know, getting across the story. But you never know how people are going to get along. And they both, Rose and Justin, were asking me, so who is this Justin? So who is this Rose? Tell me about him. And I said, you're just going to have to discover that on your own. Let's just get to work. And so, lo and behold, they end up, and they have a wonderful son, Samuel. And Rose teaches here in the Friendship School District, and Justin is also our production manager full-time for Moonlight Musicals.
Great. Fantastic. Tell us times and dates and how people can get tickets.
Right. If it's an evening performance, it'll begin at 7:30. Plenty of time to get home and go to sleep at night. And bring your little ones when you come. They'll love the show. And then the matinees, when they happen, are at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We open Thursday, November the 16th, Thursday evening at 7:30. We also have a performance on Friday evening at 7:30. Saturday, we are dark because of a Texas Tech home football game. Mm-hmm. Sunday, we have a matinee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Monday, this is the Monday before Thanksgiving, it'll be 7:30 in the evening. And then, of course, there are performances after Thanksgiving on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets are available at Select a Seat. Call 770-2000 or just go to selectaseatlubbock.org. Maybe it might be a .com. I'm not sure.
One of those.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
But the tickets are available online, and just you can just call them if you wish.
Great. And these are at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater.
Yes, it is. We are in the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater.
Right.
That's where we are with this. And it is in collaboration with the Junior League's Holiday Happening.
Oh,
so if you're going to check out Holiday Happening this first weekend of our show, come check out our show too. It's been very nice. We've been doing this for the last 5 years with the Junior League. And it's been a great working relationship with them. Those ladies are fantastic. And boy, that Civic Center is hopping.
Well, a lot of traffic. Absolutely.
Yes.
Sure is. Great. Yeah. Wonderful. Gerald Dolter, Frank Rendon, thank you both. I know what it is to be at the end of a semester. I know what it is to be in a production week. So I really appreciate the fact that you came by and dropped by our studios to talk to us today.
Thank you, Clint.
Thank you, Clint.
More information about Miracle on 34th Street is at lubbockmoonlightmusicals.org. This episode of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd is producer of The Front Row. Thanks for listening. I'm Clint Barrick.